This is the Gaza Dispatch audio briefing for July 15, 2026. Here are the key sourceback developments from today's edition. First, the arrest of an American who has given $1 million in aid to Palestine prompts fears of growing repression from Trump.
Extradition request for James Fergie Chambers sparks concerns that U.S. government is conflating humanitarian aid with terrorism. This was reported by The Guardian. Second, an Israeli air attack on a Gaza apartment kills a family of three. One child survives a hit on a Deir al-Balah home, as reported by Al Jazeera. Third, an Israeli strike on a police post in North Gaza kills seven, officials say, BBC. Fourth, waiting for Hassan, another Gaza doctor held by Israel without charge. Hassan Khalil al-Mukayed is among at least 15 Palestinian doctors from Gaza, currently in Israeli detention, as reported by Al Jazeera. Fifth, Shoebridge criticizes labor for delayed AI policy, as it happened. This blog is now closed. Get our breaking news email, free app, or daily news podcast. Shorten shocked by testimony given to Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism. Former labor leader Bill Shorten, now the vice chancellor of the University of Canberra, said he was shocked by the evidence given from the university sector during the latest round of hearings before the Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism. This was reported by The Guardian. For the full sourceback dispatch, read the July 15, 2026 Gaza edition at dispatches.thebluefernco.com.